Hello folks, welcome to Vikrant World. So today's guest is none other than the trainer and the motivational speaker, you can say, you know, the marketing strategist. He worked with the business, you know, I mean leaders and with the military generals. He used to peers a group across America. He's the author of more than 20 books, which is 4 best-selling, and he's also the publisher of Performance 360 magazine. He's a keynote speaker, trainer, and what I can say about him, he's one of the best of best as far as I know. So folks, welcome, you know, Mr. Jeffrey Bacon Maggie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, welcome. Yeah. Absolutely appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, Mr. Jeffrey. So my first question is just, you know, tell us, you know, about your story. I mean, for our Indian audience, for Indian people, tell us about your story.
Appreciate it. Well, I was raised on a farm in the middle of the United States of America. Grew up there when I was in high school. We moved from our farm into a large city in the middle of our country called Colorado Springs in the state of Colorado.
Yeah.
Went off to college on an athletic scholarship in journalism. So my early years, my passion and interest was to be a journalist. And after a couple of years of doing that, I became very discouraged with how negative journalism is really here in America.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was really more about, you know, always reporting the negative and finding out something bad about someone. And that really wasn't kind of the energy of who I am. So I transitioned it from there into sales and working for a Fortune 100 corporation. It's a global business. And from those sales experiences, I just kind of migrated over the next several years into sales management, became interested in self-development and ongoing self-education, which is one of the key elements of your podcast, your program, and kind of your vision and values. That led me into starting my own training company. And then after starting my own training company, I merged with some other businesses throughout the years. And that kind of brings you up to speed with where I am now. So I've written books on management and leadership and sales and personal success. And also I publish a magazine called Performance. And Performance magazine has given me the opportunity to interact with people all across the globe that are successful individuals and giving them a platform to share their ideas on success as well. So that's my quick story.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. So also tell us what is your secret success? What makes you the best of best in the leadership industry? And what are the leadership principle that you follow that to contribute to your success?
Great question. So the businesses I work with that are global, recently I got back from working with a group of businesses in Berlin. So the businesses I work with around the world tend to be businesses that are beyond startups. So they're already in motion business, they're in business, they're in revenue, they have employees. My small end clients are around $25 to $100 million U.S. currency, up to $6 billion organizations. So pretty good size. So when I work with them, you know, I guess a couple of answers to your question of what makes me different or what's my secret is it really is not about the academic and about the theory. A lot of people take that approach in consulting, but really my approach is about the practical. What can you really do? So again, from management, so one of the books I wrote years ago is called Your Trajectory Code. It's the only personal success book I've written. And some of the models in the first 5 chapters, to answer your question, are the models I use in all of my management. So it's really about, number one, identifying what really are you best at doing, not what someone else is best at doing, but what are you best at doing? And if you study anyone successful, you study any individual person successful, that is a very important point I've just made. They have the ability to identify within them what's their passion, what is it they really want to do, and do they possess the skill sets to achieve that? And if they do, they're always merging those and marrying those ideas together. So I've come up with a formula called the Player Capability Index. It's my formula, which goes even more direct to your question of what makes me different. So I've identified a formula as a performance psychologist of what makes, in essence, Vikram, what makes you unique? And if you say, you know, Jeff, here's my goal, here's some place I want to get to in life, then I have an objective way of assessing what is your operational. So I don't talk about it from a medical standpoint, but what is your operational DNA? So if you identify what the DNA is that makes a human being, then I can identify what is it that you have as that DNA, and I can help you to get to your goals, or I can help you identify what you lack and therefore what you need to gain in order to get to those goals. So as a parent, as an example, if your child is 5, 6, 7, 8 years of age and they say to you, you know, dad or mom, I want to be whatever in life, then our job as an adult is to say, okay, if that's what they would like to become when they become an adult, then what do I need to help them to start doing as a young child to grow them and develop them to get them on that trajectory? And that's some of the formulas I've identified. Having also been a business person, and I am a business person that signs checks and generates payroll, has to pay bills, that's another part that makes me really unique in working with business leaders. See, here's the problem with consultants and the problem with coaches. And on your side of the globe, India, you have the same problem there that we have in North America, that they have in Europe. And that is, anyone can go to college. Anyone can get a degree. But if you're trying to coach someone and educate someone strictly from a degree, you are massively empty and void and bankrupt on being able to give advice, because all you have is an academic map. When you do something in life coupled with having an academic degree and you put those two together, that makes you much more successful. Think about right here with what you're doing. You have an international podcast. You interview people from all over the world. You're doing this. So if someone were to say, how do I create an influence platform? How do I create a podcast? How do I create an on-air program? And all they have is studied it in school. They're going to have some ideas, but they really have no idea how to make it happen, where you actually are doing this, and that's what makes you different. So my secrets is that I've created formulas that I know work. I have the ability to help people identify where they are, where they want to go, and how to get there. If they lack it, I have formulas that I've designed to help people to find out how to interview and hire the best people to be on your team. And that's part of the secret to success, is surrounding yourself with people that are better than you, and then you all win.
Yeah. You mentioned very perfectly, that this is, the education system we have in India, right now, it's not that much good, if you see right now, as per the global perspective, the Indian education system is far backward as in North America and other country. So I want to understand from your point of view, how in India, as you just show me that book, I think that book Arpit recommended me, I'm going to read that book again and again, Your Trajectory Code. I think one of the best book I've ever come across. How can you think in India people can adopt this mindset? The mindset you just talk about, how we can grow as a leader, not just what we are reading in the school or in college. What we can learn from real life, how we can implement the real life action.
So that's a great question. So the ways to implement the ideas that I put forth in the Trajectory Code book, again, go online, buy a digital copy. And there's 15 chapters in a book. Each chapter gives you a specific new idea and a way to apply it in your life. There's an activity suggestion page at the end of each chapter. If you do one chapter at a time and kind of understand how to do that, well, then you go to the next chapter. That's one way of answering your question. The second is, you have to be realistic in terms of where are you right now and where do you want to get to in terms of life goals, professional goals, income goals, spiritual goals, whatever your goals are. And once you understand where you are and where you want to get to, then you can very easily start to chart that course. Number one, what's the education that you lack that you'll need to gain in order to get to that goal? That's one objective. What are the experiences I have that I can draw upon to help me to go to the next step? And if I lacked experiences, who do I know? Family, friends, colleagues, coworkers, neighbors, on social media, there's a professional platform that everyone in the world should be a part of called LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, who are the people that can help you to get from where you are to where you want to go? That could be a step two. Step three, in essence, is certifications. Certifications and education are different in my head. Certifications are the short gains that you can get to increase your knowledge and skills that have had to do something in the immediate. Education, like a college degree, is more long-term in nature. So what are the certifications you can get? So there are a lot of actual steps that you can take to get there. There are some formulas that we use in a training world that if your viewers are not familiar with, let me share them. So one is going to be called Knowledge, Skills, and Abilities, KSA. KSA, Knowledge, Skills, and Abilities. In order for you to do anything in life, if you're watching us right now, when you leave this show to go do anything in your home or at work, you draw upon what's my knowledge, skills, and abilities to get me from here through whatever this activity is. The second model is going to be, in essence, what are the tasks, duties, and responsibilities? Tasks, duties, responsibilities, TDR. So let's say you're an employer and you're thinking about hiring Jeff McGee to work for you. The first thing you'd write down as an employer, if you're going to hire someone to do a job, is that this job, give it a name, then you'd write down what are all the tasks, duties, and responsibilities a person needs to execute to do this job. Once you have that written down, then the second thing is you go back to KSA. What's the knowledge, skills, and ability someone has to possess to do those tasks, duties, and responsibilities? And then you'd be able to hire a significantly better person versus sometimes we hire family and friends and people we like, but then once you hire them, they don't have the ability to do the job. So the question that you posed, how can I help your viewers and listeners to take the ideas and become more successful? It's about backing up and being truthful with yourself and being willing to do the hard work. What is it I'm trying to do? Tasks, duties, responsibilities. Therefore, to do that, what sort of knowledge, skills, abilities do I need to possess to get there? And once you have those knowledge, skills, and abilities, doing the work is very easy. You can accomplish anything. And you can benchmark pretty much anything you want to do in India, I'm doing in the United States and vice versa. You know, Vikrant, there's a concept called parallel universe. And if you understand parallel universe, it's brilliant. Because what it basically says is anything you're thinking about doing there, someone else in the world's also thinking about doing it. Parallel universe. The difference is who does it and who keeps talking about it. Who execute and who's thinking about it. The one that execute typically wins. So that's one. Now, if there is a concept called parallel universe, let me add Jeff McGee to it. I also believe then that there's a concept called historical parallel universe, which could mean anything you're thinking about doing right now, someone previously also already did it at some fashion. And if you study history of how someone else did something in your own neighborhood or your own country or anywhere on the planet, you can learn from them and you can accelerate success. Successful people accelerate success because they accelerate. This is powerful. They accelerate failure. The only way you increase success is to have more failures. So if you're going to fail at something, you don't want to spend all year figuring out how something's not going to work. You want to accelerate the failure so you can get there faster, learn from it faster, move forward. So great question.